Welcome everybody, share number 1281. We're learning today Lilanish Mas Moshe Doyf Bemra Baron Zisel. Lilanish Mas Belima Bas Ramosha. And the Rafur Shalema Miriam Razel Basdina. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so just moving along, I just want to talk a minute about the there's such a minig that they throw nuts and they throw bags and then different type of things. Now the question is, everybody has to go and gather everything together after everything is done. People are gathering the nuts, the chocolates, and everything together, and all these type of things. So we spoke about as far as we said lemaisa many poskim are machmir in general when it comes to fruits when they scattered they scattered to the in the amount whereby it's a bother. In other words, one fell in that corner, one fell in the other corner. Let's say in somebody's kitchen a basket spilled out. So we said in general it's a good thing to take a broom in conjunction with the shmir shabski hilchasa, and when it's spread out in the far away place like in the kitchen all over and some rolled into the dining room, the living room, whatever, the fruits and the plums and the oranges and apples, whatever it might be, something, or could be vegetables also, just to sweep it up together, and then one could go ahead and put it back into the basket or the box or whatever it is. We said there are those who were makel, but the question comes up in reference to, and by the way, the Sefer Shabbos v'Shabbat, it does bring down the Fidei Chayyadim. He was Imken Ledasa Chayyadim, Baketzer Shulchan Aruch, also Af Bebayis, also it would be Aser in a house also, again, when it's spread out to the point where it's not in their immediate range or within their Dalet Amos, like we spoke about in the past. So one should be careful to do it at least with a broom to cover that much, so and then to put it into the basket if they have to. But now the question comes up. Now Yehagin, it brings down Heter Lekabis and Goizim Shkodim. They have Shkodim. I'm sorry, Shkedim. The Hagim Heter Lekabis and Goizim Shkedim. People throw around the nuts and the bags and the chocolates and everything else by an Afruv. So he says Lemaisa that would be that even he says even according to the Chayyadim Ketzer Shulchan Aruch and all those who say in the house. It's problematic, and in other words, would I have to go and start getting a broom to sweep it all together? You have the nuts and the bags and the chocolates and everything flying all over. So to get the regular candies, chocolates, all that's no problem. The question is, could be, the question l'chayra is on the nuts, at least that much it grew and it's in its regular form. You know, all the other things would change, the forms would change. We said that was one of the heterim in the Malacha Ma'amer. Once the form was changed, I have a toy, I have chocolate, I have different type of thing. Things that changed, whether it's food or whether it's an item. So all that, gathering it together, we spoke about is not a problem. Person has toys spread out all over the room. Now we're not talking about burial. We're talking about where it's spread out. There's not a question of, I'm going to put this toy in that box and the other toy in the other box and there's a mixture. That's burial. That's not allowed to be done. But in a case in time where I'm just putting it all into one box where it's no problem at all. So we said all that toys and silverware and all these things else, ma'amer is not a problem. Else burial if it's a mixture and you got to go separate it into separate compartments and separate things and whatever, setting the table. So that's a problem. But else ma'amer gathering, we said, is not a problem because once you change the form, it's not a problem of ma'amer. So then chocolates, all candies, all these type of things, gathering it together, putting it into the bag is no problem. The question is on the nuts, according to those who are machmir, like we said, in the house. So he wants to say, brings down the Sefer Shabbos b'Shabbatai. So he says, first of all, as far as putting it into one's pocket, so that's for sure no problem. And the Sefer Ayal Meshulash says, interesting svari, says that those who throw the candies and the nuts and everything, and some of the things, some of the items, like the nuts, could be maybe a problem of ma'amer. If it would be, out in the field, let's say, by the tree and so on, then that would be ma'amer, gathering them together when it fell off. That's the real malacha ma'amer. And then we spoke about, right, of the dechol inside, problematic, a basket spilled out, according to quite many, but he says over there, when it comes to Simchas Torah, or when it comes to, by an Afruf or something along those lines, and people throw these nuts and almonds and bags and whatever it is over there, even though you might have some items which, grew from the ground, and it will be possibly problematic, but he says in this type of thing, when you're dealing with Simchas Torah, when you're dealing with by a regular Afruf, then he says, then it's all mutter. It's mutter for the, let's say, the children to gather it together, and to put it into a box or put it into a bag. Of course, Ken Shemutarim Litnam Lesoich Sakis Kamoshani Hagim, or to put it into the bag, like people do. The children pick it up, they put it into the bags, right? There's nuts, there's candies, there's chocolates, there's everything. They throw it all into the bag. So all that is no problem. So he said, but he says, interesting, he says a different reason. He says the Sefer Al Meshulish on page Tzadik Ches. He says, V'tamadav Shekevin Shaisim Kemishim Simcha. Since this whole thing is being done for a simcha, it's a simcha's Torah, or it's by enough roof, and it's a simcha tika thing. So therefore, Bechlal, even those who asered, even those who said that it's a problem of uvdin dechoil, uvdin dechoil in the house, whereby be careful, at least we said, at least to sweep it up together, at least that much, right? Even though there were those who were makel. But when it comes to a when it comes to an afruf, when it comes to simchas Torah, these type of things, and there's candies and everything, and there's and there's nuts, which I'm going to stress the nuts part. The nuts part is which would be a problem. These are things that grew from the ground. Although it be inside, he says, but since it's a simcha, then it doesn't look like of the dechol. This is not the way. It doesn't look similar at all to the way people gather together fruits and even nuts or anything else that grew from the ground. You're dealing with simchas Torah, you're dealing with an afruf, and it's a simcha duka atmosphere, if you want to call it. It's full of simcha. So this is nothing. It's not at all in any way similar to that which is done. Like for example, if a basket of fruit spilled over in the house, we said if it spilled out all over, so then it's more problematic. But over here, when you're dealing with a simchas Torah, or by enough fruit, so it does not in any way resemble the malacha of ma'amir that's done in the fields. So therefore, it would not be a problem at all, even though it might be nuts, various different type of nuts that are, you know, gedulei karka, grew from the ground, and maybe we'll say uvda dechol. So he says it's no problem putting it into a box, no problem putting it into a bag, and so on. Okay, so that's how he ends off the Sefer Al Meshulash on page Tzadik Ches. And by the way, the Al Meshulash was those who were more machmir in the house altogether. But he says in these instances no problem. He says Pashit in Ois Mem Tes on page Tzadik Ches. Pashit Babir Divrei. So he says the Kevin Shekavanah said Ois LeSimcha. Since the whole kavana is for a simcha, is Nikeres Mitoich Maisav. So you could see from the actions the person's doing by putting it into the bag, into the box, all these type of things, the nuts and so on. Vada, or would be the same thing for fruits. Let's say they were fruits, right? In these cases, usually they don't throw fruits, but it would all apply the same thing. He says also by Purim, if these type of things are done on Purim, you can see the whole thing is for Simchas Purim. It's nothing to do with gathering. This is not how people gather. It's nothing, you know, it's not like in the house where possibly it looks similar. But over here, Simchas Purim also is no problem. And I, obviously, in a case in time where it's not a bazillion throwing these foods or whatever, where there is such a minig in these various different instances, like an afruf and so on, possibly Purim, possibly Simchas Torah, whatever the case is, all those instances collecting everything from the floor, again, in case in time where there is no burr, if it got dirty or something like that, or it got mixed up and you want to separate nuts here and chocolates there and lollipops here, that you can do, right? I have a mixture of a whole bunch of candies and nuts and everything. So I'll put my almonds here, I'll put my cashews over there, and I'll take out my lollipops, put them over there, that you can't do. That's a mixture and you're separating it, unless you want to pull out one to eat it, that's okay. So as far as barer goes, right, we keep on chazering barer, it's very important. If you have a mixture and you start pulling out and separating the lollipops in this bag, candies in that bag, that you can't do. But just ma'amir, gathering everything together, dumping it all into one bag, even though there might be nuts over there, and items that grew from the ground, and these atmospheres would not be a problem at all. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.